بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم. أما بعد، الحمد لله. We are now on the 59th lesson and part of spiritual discourses, and we are discussing signs of pride. And another sign of a proud man is that he does not want to meet with others. It is reported that when Hazrat Sufyan Thawri Rahmatullah Alayhi came to Makkah al-Mukarramah, then Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam Rahmatullah Alayhi sent to him a man and said, "Come to us and recite a hadith." When he came, Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam Rahmatullah Alayhi was asked, "O Abu Ishaq, why have you sent a man to call him?" He said, "I desire to examine his modesty." Now, understand what is happening here. That Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam, Rahmatullah Alayhi, a great saint, and I will narrate a few stories about him so that you can also narrate it. When Hazrat Sufyan Thawri Rahmatullah Alayhi came to Makkah, Hazrat Sufyan Thawri Rahmatullah Alayhi was great muhaddis. So in order to test him, because Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam Rahmatullah Alayhi was great wali of Allah, so Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam Rahmatullah Alayhi sent one person. He said, "Call him, he must come and narrate a hadith to us." And when he was asked why you did this, he said, "How to test whether he comes or not. Because if he came, that means he's not a proud man. That means he's a simple man, a modest man, a humble man. Because a proud man does not want to meet with others. And these days, it's very easy." Unfortunately, again, we are back there. That you will find that the visiting ulama ikram, the visiting so-called saints, the visiting so-called mashayikh, that who they go to. Have you ever heard that they go to the poor man? Have you ever heard they go to the simple man? Have you ever heard they go to anybody who calls them? I'm sad to say that I have come to know of murids, disciples of mashayikh, who have become so despondent. And when you ask them why you have become despondent, they say, "I was bad. I had taken spiritual allegiance to so and so when he was very new in the country. That time he should come to my house. Now he's gone popular, fame, glory. Now when we invite him, he does not want to come." I've heard murids, disciples say that so-and-so sheikh, he only goes now where there is materialistic benefit, where there is monetary gain. So visiting is done on a price. Visiting is done and you have to pay for this. And visiting is done and turned into commercialism. Deen has become commercial. And the tasawwuf is going in that direction. The tasawwuf is becoming a commercial enterprise. So meet, greet for commercial purposes. Visit for commercial purpose. Go to someone for commercial purpose. All in the name of Islam. All in the name of piety. All in the name of progress of deen. How sad that this is happening in our age. And no one seems to open the eyes and see what is happening. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam Rahmatullah Alayh, he was the king of Balak, staying in mansions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give him some wake-up calls. Remember, in those days, if you read Tazkiratul Awliya, Memoirs of the Saints, you'll find so many saints were given wake-up calls. These days, we get wake-up calls in different ways. For example, these days, we get wake-up calls that some calamity befalls us. Some ailment comes, some disease comes, some accident comes. That wake up, that don't be proud, change your life. Small sickness we gave you, change your life. Small ailment we gave you, change your life. Small calamity we gave you, change your life. Small accident we gave you, change your life. But who cares, who listens? It is like what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in the Quran Kareem, that when the boat is sailing, and when the ship is sailing, and when there is stormy waters, and the ship is spinning, and the waves are high, and the weather is detrimental, then everybody begins to say, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. And when the water comes down, and the waves subside, and the ship comes back onto the shore, then everybody forgets, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. Our case is like that. When we have some small ailment or disease or accident, then we are Ya Rab, Ya Rab. As soon as the person recovers, then everything is forgotten. When tax man is on the head, then we are running to the masjid. We are running to the Molana. We are running to the Molana for Tawiz. We are running to that other Molana, what I must read. As soon as tax man is gone, then everything is gone. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam, rahmatullah alayhi, then one day he was hunting with his entourage. His entourage got left behind. And then, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deer, that what was hunted, hunted him and told him that we want you, what you are hunting us. He got a shock of his life. One day while he was sleeping, then he heard footsteps on his roof. He came out of his room onto the balcony. And he asked those people on the roof, what are you doing on my roof? Why are you disturbing? They said, no, we're looking for a camel. We're looking for our lost camel. He said, what are you looking for a lost camel on my roof, man? What is wrong with you? How can you find a lost camel on my roof? Is this a place where camels are? They told him that how are you going to find Allah in your luxury, in your comfort and your ease? How are you going to find Allah? He got another jolt. Then, one day, when he entered his room, his bedroom, he found the attendant. The attendant slept away. So he was furious and raging with anger. How can the attendant sleep on his bed? So he instructed Whiplash, the attendant. So she began to smile when they were going to whiplash her. He asked, what are you smiling for? You would get whiplashed. She said that for resting and falling asleep on your luxurious bed, for 1 hour I'm going to get whiplashed. What is going to happen to you? You are all the time on that bed. You are most of the time sleeping on that bed, in that luxury, in that ease. What is going to happen to you on the day of judgment? He realized, these are all wake-up calls. I must leave. And he left. And when he left, he became the saint, the sage of the age. He became so pious and so righteous. And then, when he was at the riverside once, and people saw him mending the cloth, mending his clothing, and they told him, what kind of a person you are? You left the ease and the comfort of your empire and came out here in this wilderness. And you left this wealth. So he let his needle fall into the water. And after a little while, hundreds of fish came out and holding in their mouths golden needles. So he told them, see what I have gained. I don't require what you think is wealth. I don't require what you think is luxury. So what he is saying, that see, when Hazrat Imam Sufyan Thawri Rahmatullah Alayhi came to Makkah, he said, someone, go and call him. And he came. So unfortunately, we go where there is wealth. We go to an invitation where we're going to get some fame, popularity. We go so they can put a poster up. We go so they can announce on the radio. We go so they can advertise on television. Hazrat so-and-so is coming. We go so they can put it on WhatsApp, Twitter, Facebook. Hazrat so-and-so is coming. And we go, one is to advertise so the people can come and benefit. But you tell the public, see, that I will only come if you do this, this, this. And then we go only to those people who we can materialistically benefit from. When there is some monetary gain, when there is a fame involved. I went to one place in Karachi, and there, this was the green turban people who were actually Barelvis. We went there, Faizan in Medina, and we were searched, and when we went to that compound, it was very strange, because we, a few of us wearing white kurtas, everybody around us having green turbans, yellow jumpers, green satchels, bags. So we said, we want to meet the Hazrat. So they said, no, Hazrat, he is tabiat nasas hai, that something is wrong, his health is not right, he's not going to meet anybody. But they told us, see, his son is there, his son is making musafa handshake, and we have to pay a price to meet him. Pay a price to meet him. I'm narrating this because I am the person involved. So they told us, if you want to meet him because you are foreigners, you will get a discount. So alhamdulillah, what we decided to take our life and ran away from there. Now this is happening. To meet some pious person, you have to pay. Because this is proud. This is a result of pride. Because the proud person does not want to meet all and sundry. And if you study the life of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, study the life of especially the Khulafa Rashideen, because they are disciples of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They are trained by Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That they were available. Anytime, every time. That is why when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala who sent out governors and judges, that they had to be on 24-hour call for the public. And if he found that a governor was not on call for the public, then he should remove them. Why? Because everybody must be able to meet the top man anytime. And in the world today, this is very difficult. That is why there is no justice, fair play. And that is why there is court cases pending and pending, and they will be pending all the time. Because there is no one there to mete out the justice quickly, easily, without cost. This is because the whole society, locality, is entered into the channels of arrogance and pride. So the quality of a proud man is, he does not want to meet others. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ability that we are accessible to everybody and meet everybody with a smiling face. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.